All right. I'd like to welcome everyone to this July 18th, 2023 regular board meeting of the SCV Water Agency. We're going to start with a Pledge of Allegiance. I would like to ask Beth Bronstein to lead us in the pledge.
The United States of America, and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Yes, they can't hear. President Martin will be participating remotely per Government Code Section 54953F, not E, as stated on the agenda, per AB 2449 under the emergency circumstances exemption, if approved by the board at tonight's meeting. Per AB 2449, each attendee who participates remotely shall publicly disclose at the meeting before any action is taken whether any individuals 18 years of age or older are present in the room at the remote location and the member and the general nature of the member's relationship with any such individuals. President Martin, is there anyone in the room with you? And if so, please state their relationship to you.
Yes, Madam Chair, is my wife Phyllis Martin is here with me in the room.
Thank you. The procedures for tonight's meeting are as follows. This meeting is being conducted in person at the Rio Vista Water Treatment Plant boardroom. As a convenience to the public, members of the public may also participate virtually by logging into the agency's Zoom meeting. Any member of the public may listen to the meeting or make comments to the board using the call-in number or Zoom webinar link. Because a board member is participating remotely pursuant to AB 2449, in the event that there is a disruption of service which prevents the agency from broadcasting the meeting to members of the public using either the call-in option or internet-based service, no action shall be taken until the disruption is resolved. To participate in public comment from your computer, tablet, or smartphone, when I announce the agenda item you wish to speak on, click the raised hand feature in Zoom. You will be notified when it is your turn to speak. Please unmute when requested. To participate in public comment via phone, when I announce the agenda item you wish to speak on, dial *9 to raise your hand. When it is your turn to speak, dial *6 to unmute. To the public attending in person tonight, there are public comment cards on the table outside. Please complete and return to the board secretary any forms to help expedite your public comments. The procedures for tonight's meeting are as follows. I will introduce each agenda item. Staff will present. I will ask for public comments. I will then ask for discussion and questions from board members. Please raise your hand. Once concluded, I will ask for a motion and a second. After any further discussion, the board secretary will call for roll call votes. All directors are present for tonight's meeting, except for President Martin, who's participating remotely. Item 3 is the first item, and this is public comment. Are there any public comments on non-agenda items? I see none from the in-person crowd.
Nothing online.
Okay, thank you. Now, item 4 is the consideration to approve a request by President Martin to attend the July 18th, 2023 board meeting remotely due to emergency circumstances. And now I'll pass this over to Joe Byrne.
Thank you, Vice President Gutzeit. I think you've explained it quite well. There's an exception to the Brown Act that allows for participation under the emergency circumstances. President Martin has provided notification. Thank you to Director Colley for noting and finding the mistake in the code section that was cited. It does require board approval. If the board were to approve it, then Director Martin is capable of participating and voting tonight. And if not, then he will not.
Okay. Director Colley?
I'd just like to make the motion that we approve President Martin's remote attendance and to approve the agenda.
All right, seconded by Director Cooper. Madam Secretary, we call the vote.
As I call your name, please state how you vote.
Director Bronstein.
Yes.
Director Cooper.
Yes.
Director Marks.
Yes.
Director Armitage.
Yes.
Director Cauley.
Yes.
Director Peterson.
Yes.
Vice President Ozohowski.
Yes.
Vice President Gutzeit.
Yes.
President Martin.
Yes. Thank you, Board.
Thank you. This item does pass.
Okay, thank you. The next item on our agenda is a closed session. The board will now be going into closed session. The public may stay on in the Zoom webinar. Any board members or staff that are connected to Zoom and are in closed session, please disconnect from Zoom. We will meet in closed session pertaining to the following item: conference with legal counsel, anticipated litigation, significant exposure to litigation pursuant to paragraph 2 of subdivision D of section 54956.91 case. Members of the public and staff may stay on the current line. And once closed session is over, the board will reconnect to the Zoom webinar for closed session announcements and to continue the meeting. We're now going into closed session. And to announcements, and then we'll take a break. We're going to do our closed session announcements and then we'll do a brief. Right. Yeah, I do need my gavel. Hello. We're going to do our closed session announcement and then we'll take a break because of our extended closed session.
I will just report that there was no reportable action during closed session.
Okay, thank you. And at this time, we'll take a 10-minute break. We'll get back together shortly after 7:30.